Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have made a few changes that Rose is trying to decipher at the moment. You know, the way I write it, I don't see how the poor child ever gets it. And that'll come over and get you a draft. Got a good start. The other thing is that you had in an earlier draft something that is a thought. It's a little emotional and so forth, and I don't want this to be too much that way, and yet because I want it to be strong, but I think it has a point. Remember you said, I love my country, I love America. This is a thought that I had that I, let me just, you know, say something from, let me say something personally. That I love America. I deeply believe that America is the hope of the world. Only the leadership of America, I mean, in our hands, whether we want it or not, is the only hope that billions of people in this world have a chance to grow up in peace and freedom. We must be worthy of that hope. And to be worthy of that hope, we must be, I mean, I dedicate myself to, I mean, we must be sure that we must be worthy of that hope in every sense of the word, you know, and so forth. And I ask for your prayers to help me to be, in everything that I do, everything I say, everything I do, to be worthy of this period of leadership, and so forth and so on. Try a little something like that at the end, if you would.
Good.
It may not go, but what the hell if it doesn't go? I'll think of something else.
Good. I've got a couple of other things I've been working up this morning, too, which I think might help. Would you like to wait until the next draft for those?
Yeah, right. I mean, because you'll see some things that I have that are more personal. I put in some things that are personal that are... You see, the interesting thing, for example, you will note, and it's something that I want to feel very strongly, that on Christmas Eve, I wrote down the goals that I wanted for the second term, and they happen to be the goals that you have down at the last there, that what I want, and this and that. And so I'm putting it that way.
Good.
On Christmas Eve, I wrote these goals down. He says, now tonight I had another goal. You see what I mean?
Good, yeah, that's a very nice touch.
And, it's nice, but it's true. That's the point. People understand that, you know. Because I say at Christmas Eve, at a time where we're going through the terrible ordeal of the bombing of North Vietnam, which I considered essential to bring this terrible war to an end, or however you want, then I wrote down these goals. Here they are. Let me read them to you. You know, I mean, things that are sort of, it's got to be sort of a talk, Ray, rather than a sermon, if you know what I mean.
Good, yeah, that's right.
So that's that.
Good.
Well, it'll be quite an interesting news day in any event.
Well, it sure will. And you've had...
It should be anticlimactic. After the announcements at noon.
I think it's better that way, though.
You know, yes, it's better for me not to announce Richardson and the rest of it. That's right. And put them all in the same bag. That's the way it is. And don't you think Richardson's a good choice?
No, I think he's splendid. Yeah, I think it's a first-rate move.
Yeah, it's better than Rogers. I thought of him, too, but he's, even though it isn't true, everybody would think that he was a sort of a Nixon crony and he'd do what I said, which he would never do. But Richardson, nobody figures he's a friend. Well, what I mean is a personal friend.
Yeah.
And he's sort of Mr. Integrity, Mr. Clean. He's a little tortuous at it, but he's, you know what I mean? He's a hell of a fellow.
Yeah, a damn smart guy.
Oh, God, smart as hell. When I say tortuous, you know, he takes a long time to say something because he's thinking so carefully. But he'll do one hell of a job.
I think it's a very good move.
He'll be infinitely trusted. Infinitely trusted.
And that, you know, I really think that that move really adds to the whole thing. Is one reason I was really hoping that something like that would get.
Well, you see, basically, Ray, that's the special prosecutor. You understand?
Yes.
The special prosecutor, I've considered it for weeks, but I kept going over it and over it with the people, and they said, well, you want a delay, they'd have to start all over, and it'd mean that you'd have to have it would take 3 to 4 months before you get the grand jury again. Well, then the grand jury would run out, and you have to have another one, and you can't do that, Ray. The thing you do is to get this goddamn thing, out now. I mean, we know. I mean, or they should know or should be able to find out who the hell did this, who's involved, and put them to the sword. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And right now they are going forward on it. And this way, with Richardson in, just overseeing it, that'll do it. I mean, you know what I mean? Everybody will trust him, and there'll be no fair favor shown.
Mm-hmm. I think that really adds to this whole package the essential element of a real guarantee of good faith.
The idea you have at the last there of a commission and so forth, I don't think that announcing a since we got Richardson, let the commission. We don't need to put it all in, choke the horse with one bale of hay.
Mm-hmm.
We could come up with a commission later, but we've got it. I think having it just open the window on it is good.
Mm-hmm.
The way you do, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come up with something a little later after we thought it through, because Richardson's working at it,
mm-hmm.
working on that. But I think the idea is good, and I like opening the window, but I didn't want to go
good.
Much further on that.
Good.
And I wanted to start a little more informally, as you will note, too, that, you can gussy up a bit, clean it up, but I don't want to start in such a matter-of-fact way. You'll see what I mean when you, if she ever gets the copy over to you.
Good.
All right. Did you work all night?
Only till about 3.
Oh, my. That's very, very, not very long for you. Not very long for you.
So I better get a little sleep because I might need it today.
Did you say you better get a little sleep?
I said I thought last night I better get a little because I might need to be alert today.
Oh, you mean doing an extra draft? Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, Ray, I'm not going to torture myself all day long trying to hone and hone and hone. In my view, I'm going to get this and then say, all right, that's it, and then try to get rest today and be up for. I think the way I do this is just about as important as. I mean, considering the substance we've got is about as important as what I say as to whether this line or that line is exactly right. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I wear myself out, with the rhetoric, by the time I get to it, I'll be so exhausted, emotionally that I,
mm-hmm.
that I won't give the impression that which I really need to give, that by God I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So that's why the work you've done is so important. Was Rogers helpful?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. And he also said he thought that the general tone was good and it was just about the right amount of sackcloth and not too much and so forth.
Oh, hell, as far as sackcloth, I'd be willing to go a lot further, but you know what I mean? I've always had this belief, I'm one of the few men in Washington that never blamed the secretary when the poor damn secretary misspelled a word. I mean, it's how the boss is always to blame. So the boss did it. Hell, I appointed Mitchell, and I appointed Haldeman, and I appointed Ehrlichman, and I appointed Dean. These are all my people. Colson, if they did things, they did them because they thought that's what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm responsible. But the boss can never pass it on. The president, the only problem is that if you get sackcloth too much, then you no longer can be president. That's what worried Rogers, I think, a little, didn't it? He didn't want it, or am I right? Isn't that what his concern was, that if you go too far in terms of saying, well, I take all the blame and I don't blame these poor fellows and all that, and all of that, and then you think, well, crisis, poor damn dumb president, why didn't he resign? Which might not be a bad idea. The only problem is, you get Agnew. You want Agnew?
No, I think you'll have a lot of rallying around on this.
I doubt it. But anyway, whether we do or not, we're doing the right thing. The right thing. God damn, we're going to get this son of a bitch rooted out one way or another. Okay.
And I really sympathize with you this weekend. I know it's been an awfully tough set of decisions.
Well, that's not a decision. It was yesterday, having to talk to Bob and John.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great men.
Mm-hmm.
Fine men trying to do what was right. Okay, Ray, thank you.
When, what time would you like?